This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Appearances by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill could spark fireworks over the 22-month-long investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and its findings. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Barr starts his appearance before the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday morning, then takes the witness chair at a Senate panel on Wednesday. While the focus is on the budget, lawmakers could still raise questions on the controversy surrounding Barr's handling of the report. The hearings come 2 weeks after Barr sent Congress a four-page summary of Mueller's main findings, including his conclusion that the Trump campaign had not conspired with Russia in the 2016 race.
Bob will be allowed to finish his work.
Barr has promised to deliver a redacted version of the report by mid-April, but congressional Democrats have been demanding the full unredacted report, which has not been seen by anyone outside of the Justice Department since Mueller delivered it on March 22nd.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. The Secret Service's director is on his way out amid a shakeup at the Homeland Security Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced her resignation, the White House says Secret Service Chief Tex Alis will be leaving shortly. Three officials say the departures are unrelated, with Alis's move stemming from a personality conflict within the agency. He was a retired Marine general who had no ties to the service when named director 2 years ago, following a review that recommended an outsider take charge. But officials say Alice's unfamiliarity with the Secret Service led to conflicts. The administration says career Secret Service official James Murray will replace Alice next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Maryland man has been arrested for an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a truck. Federal prosecutors plan to ask a judge this Tuesday not to grant bail for 28-year-old Rondell Henry of Maryland during a Tuesday court appearance. They argue that he is a flight risk and a threat to the community. The Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski says that Henry was arrested on March 28th just outside the nation's capital as authorities broke up an alleged plot to ram the stolen truck into pedestrians at a popular landmark.
It became more than a simple stolen vehicle, and using good forensics in Montgomery County, using good thoughtful interviews in Alexandria and in Prince George's County, we and the agents were able to piece this together and understand that this was not simply a person in a stolen vehicle, but posed a greater threat.
Prosecutors allege that he stole the truck from a suburban Washington shopping mall last month and drove around looking for terror targets. After failing to breach security at Dulles International Airport, he's now accused of driving to the National Harbor in Maryland, a Potomac River walkway lined with shops and restaurants highly popular with tourists. Police arrested him the next morning after he climbed out of a docked boat, in which he hid all night and jumped over a security fence. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed three U.S. service members and one American contractor. The U.S. military medically evacuated three other U.S. service members who were wounded in the attack. Libyan authorities have closed the only functioning airport in Tripoli after airstrikes Monday, as a battle for the capital continues between rival forces there. Security officers at the airport east of the Libyan capital said that no side had yet claimed responsibility for the attack, which hit the runway but caused no casualties. The U.S. and Iran are now at odds by an unprecedented move led by the Department of State that puts a very specific designation on part of Iran's government.
For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, which is the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Israelis are voting Tuesday in parliamentary elections, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decade-long hold on power at stake as he faces a tough contest with former military chief Benny Gantz. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.